This is Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide. Today, a special They Didn't edition. We'll have a look at what happened on May 18th. The CBFA, or the Canadian Betrayed Forest Action. And we'll have music from the Smoke Fairies and Coal Train Motion. This is Rage, building a community of resistance one podcast at a time. Hello and welcome to Rage, Radio Against Global Ecocide, and you should be enraged. Coming to you from occupied Amiskwisi, Wisconsin, I am your host, Seymour Life, and a special hello to all those still willing to fight and do the right thing. This is the Oh My God They Didn't show. I have to admit that the Canadian Boreal Forest Agreement flew under my radar, and it wasn't until last Sunday and then I saw something on it in the paper. And yesterday I watched Green is the Color of Money on Submedia TV, part of the NCIV project, and I was stunned by what I saw happened on May 18th. The night before, I just listened to Stoneley speaking to the Transition Network Conference in England, June 12th, 2010. Through listening to these two things, I've come to not a surprising, but a very, very sad conclusion about the environmental movement and its further fragmentation. I really liked what Stoneley had to say about the tar sands.
And tar sands, Syncrude from tar sands, consumes unbelievably large quantities of natural gas. That's why it's so poor in energy returned on energy invested. It's approximately like using $100 bills to light candles. It makes no sense whatsoever. Environmentally, it's an abomination. And you're not even producing energy on any useful scale whatsoever, so it should absolutely not continue.
Why the tar sands are being pushed so much? I think we'll have to leave that for another show. So let's have a look at what I'm calling the devil's handshake. This is Richard Brooks of Greenpeace talking about the marketplace, which is the altar of the civilized.
The marketplace is also going to be very important. Many customers have been pushing for change in the boreal forest. The Forest Products Association and its 21 member companies are responding to the demand for greener products. And that marketplace is going to pay close attention. If the change isn't happening, then they're going to put pressure on the parties who are part of the agreement, the environmental organizations, the forest products companies, to do the things that they've set out to do. And they will reward the companies when things begin to be implemented and the change happens on the ground. I'm fully confident of that.
Communication is 20% words and 80% body language, tone, things like that. And I've also been told by psychiatrists, psychologists, that the body really does not like to lie. So when you watch Richard's body language, it's saying, why are you lying, Richard? What the hell are you doing up here selling out to these psychopaths for? No, you don't, Richard. That is a fucking lie. That's what his body's saying. Now let's listen to Stoneley talk about the marketplace.
So I wanted to look a little bit at how markets really work, because there are some very fundamental misconceptions about how markets work that are very much received wisdom. If you study economics, you will hear about perfect information and perfect competition and rational utility maximization and efficient markets. Not one of those things is true. Markets are not rational, they are not efficient. They're driven by perception, not by reality. It's not what's actually true. The price of oil does not reflect the amount of oil under the ground. It reflects people's perception of whether oil will be scarce or plentiful in the future. And there's a complete disconnect between that and the actual price of oil. Most people have no real information at all. What they're doing is chasing momentum. They're thinking, well, my neighbor just made a lot of money buying that stock, so I'll do that too, because somebody must know what they're doing.
What was that again?
Verifying.
Markets are not rational, they are not efficient. They're driven by perception, not by reality.
So in other words, Greenpeace and the other groups have put the lives of the boreal forest, including species at risk, on the line based upon hunches and feelings. Great job, guys. Great job. But this is the real gut shot. Have a listen to Avram Lazar of the Forest Products Associations of Canada. Have a nice gloat here.
One interesting piece of the agreement is with Greenpeace, David Suzuki, Forest Ethics, Canadian Parks and Wilderness on our side. When someone else comes and tries to bully us, the agreement actually requires that they come and work with us in repelling the attack, and we'll be able to say, fight me, fight my gang. And we'll be able to say, fight me, fight my gang. And we'll be able to say, fight me, fight my gang. And we'll be able to say,
so what does that mean?
Fight me, fight my gang.
I mean, who's going to bully the forest industry? The government? Maybe they'll suddenly start defending environmental rights of the living planet? No. It will be small grassroots movements trying to protect the living forest or indigenous peoples trying to protect their traditional territories. Hardly what I would call bullies. And these so-called environmentalists have just fell for the classic colonial divide-and-conquer trap. Colonialism is alive and well and now supported by environmental elites. In short, they have betrayed the environmental community, and worse still, they have betrayed those that they said they were protecting. And for what? The market.
Markets are not rational, they are not efficient. They're driven by perception, not by reality.
I'd really love to know what the payoff was. Because if you truly believe it was for the woodland caribou, then I have some swamp in the Sahara Desert for sale for you, at market price. You know, as I read the agreement, it read more like a marketing plan for the Forest Products Associations of Canada. And I mean, there's an incredible number of loopholes. And the more I read, the madder and madder I got. There's nothing to stop non-FPAC members from lumbering any of these areas. There's nothing to stop anyone from lobbying the government for the need for forest health management, which is a way in which any of the FPC members can go in and lumber these areas. And when speaking of management, this whole thing talks of management. When, in the last billion years, did life on this planet need human management? Never. And in fact, that's exactly what it does not need. Also, there is no mention of pipelines, water management, or other industrial practices that are carried on in the boreal forest. Tar sands, which have as much, if not more, negative impact on the woodland caribou. The nine leading environmental organizations that are part of this agreement, Canadian Boreal Initiative, Canadian Parks and Wilderness Society, Canopy, David Suzuki Foundation, Forest Ethics, Greenpeace, the Nature Conservancy, Pew Environmental Group, International Boreal Conservation Campaign, and the Ivy Foundation, have instead of protecting the boreal forest, have sacrificed all of it except for the amount that would fill two Germanys. This is really what they've done. They say it the other way around, but in fact what they've done is they sacrificed the rest of it except for what would fill two Germanys. And spread across Canada, that ain't very much. What they have shown is what they truly love, and it's not the boreal forest. So what to do? First, if you belong to any of these organizations, immediately quit. If you support any of these groups, financial or any other way, stop immediately. There is no point in wasting time, you know, paying these people in public or doing anything silly like that. It's a waste of time. They're a waste of time. We need to move forward with a true resistance that will not capitulate to power. We need environmental groups that understand that it is not human systems that are important, but ecosystems that are the most important and are willing to defend them. We cannot talk about balance when we are so far out of balance. I also invite you to listen to some of my interviews with Eric McBay, which touched on a number of these issues, too. Now, this is Smoke Fairies with Sunshine. Perhaps this is what the woodland caribou are thinking right now. That was Smoke Fairies with Sunshine. You know, these larger groups should have been, the whole time they've been receiving all this money, filtering it down to the local grassroots groups that are doing the real work on the ground. That's where the money should have been going. And maybe, you know, maybe they could be doing a flip-flop with the Forest Products Association of Canada and actually taking, you know, money and filtering it into these smaller groups and... Okay, I was just trying to find something positive here. I guess I was just like Coltrane Motion and forgot that there was a war on. So Chloe taking us out is Coltrane Motion with I Forgot There Was a War On. The resistance needs you more than ever. We have been betrayed.